From popsicle sticks to radiation, let's see if we can make a connection. This is Lista Daly Schwartz for Mathematical Methods for Pedagogical Engineering. Measurement helps describe our world using numbers. We use numbers to describe simple things like length and weight and temperature, but also complex things like pressure, speed, and brightness. An understanding of how we attach numbers to those phenomena, familiarize ourselves with common measurement units like the inch, the liter, the mile, and practical knowledge of measurement tools and techniques are critical for students' understanding of the world around them. Measurement has strong and essential ties to almost everything. It makes an ideal context for dealing with numbers and with numerical operations of all sorts and at all levels. Fractions and decimals appear very naturally in the real world of measurement settings. Metric measurements can even provide a more useful real-world model of a base 10 numeration system. It is almost impossible to consider geometry and measurement separately. Inseparably linked to measurement is also estimation. And in junior high or middle school, our students discover through exploration the relationship between the diameter and circumference of a circle, involving measurement and geometry with the meaning of ratio, and ultimately leads to their strong development of this connection. Quantitative reasoning and measurement competencies support the development of mathematical and scientific thinking, and are fundamental for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, all those STEM education courses. Children's knowledge of quantity and strategies for qualifying, as well as their reasoning about quantity, are necessary elements for working theoretical foundations for measurement. Children compare magnitudes, that is, the size of an object, almost immediately. They observe patterns of change over time by quantifying their experiences and observation. Measurement knowledge and strategies play broadly and deeply into our students' understanding of both science and mathematics, making measurement a dynamic component of their experiences in and out of the classroom. These experiences provide visible illustrations of variables as quantities in algebra, an important focus for which we need to emphasize a conceptual approach. According to the National Science Education Foundation, mathematical measurement plays an essential role in the aspects of scientific inquiry. Given the centrality of measurement in science and the ways measurement can contribute to the conceptual understandings, it is important to start early in developing a rich understanding of the measurement of important physical quantities. It's about spatial thinking, which is essential for posing questions, developing explorations, and communicating results. The National Council Teacher of Mathematics stated that portrays measurement as an essential topic, underscoring the important role that measurement introduced instruction plays, especially before middle school. Throughout their study and their use of measurement, students should be confronted explicitly with the important concept of the measurement unit. It understands and demands the active involvement of the learner. It's simply not possible to learn about measurement units without measuring things. Think about lining up popsicle sticks end to end to see how many it takes to cover the width of the teacher's desk. Or consider how many pennies it takes to balance the weight of a small box of crayons and a pan balance. At a slightly more sophisticated level, multiple units and more standard units might be used to add precision to the answer. The desk might be measured with as many orange quaternary rods as will fit completely, and then with as many centimeter cubes as will fit in the remaining spaces. the crayons with as many 10 gram weights as can be used, and then 1 gram weights to get a better estimate of its weight. These type of activities, this active iteration of units, makes the action of measurement and the relative size of units significantly more meaningful to students than simply reading the number from a measurement instrument like a meter stick or a postal scale. The measurement themselves becomes the focus of study rather than the act of measurement or the use of an actual physical unit. All students should become knowledgeable in using a variety of instruments and processes to quickly and accurately determine measurements. Young children, start by learning to identify the attributes of an object that are measurable and then progress to direct comparisons to those attributes among a collection of objects. Non-standard units quickly give way to standard units, as well-defined units like inches and grams. The use of continuous non-specified quantities linked to specific measurements with units introduces students to the concept of a number-rich way to promote flexible numerical thinking. This leads to students in upper grades to develop procedures and formulas to determining the measures of attributes like area and volume that are not easily measured directly, and even the development of indirect measurement techniques such as using similar triangles to determine the height of a flagpole. Their universe of measurable attributes should expand to include measures of the whole variety of the physical phenomena of sound, light, pressure, pulse, speed, and radioactivity. What awesome challenges lie ahead for them, from popsicle sticks to radioactivity. One of the challenges facing elementary school teachers in mathematics is the transition from those non-standard to standard units of measure, which does begin in second grade and continues through as they move through elementary school. Then they begin to learn about proportional relationships. Standard units of measure and the engineering process were introduced to second grade students in books like The Bigfoot or Jim and the Beanstalk. We can use these books in class read-aloud activities. They present an excellent opportunity for teachers to discuss the application of standard units of measure. This is a catalyst for introducing a STEM design challenge to the class. The engineering design process includes questioning, brainstorming, planning, constructing, improving, and sharing. Our professional learning discussions need to incorporate these strategies into student learning. Our measurement often offers our challenges and activities to the physical involving students in their learning, as well as opportunities to tie together seemingly diverse components of their mathematics like fractions and geometry. Measurement, a major vehicle by which we can bring connections to other disciplines like the natural and social sciences, health, and physical education. It is imperative that we commit to incorporating these discussions continuously and frequently in our lessons throughout the year. It is only when we put the tools in their hands and make the conceptual opportunities happen for our students that they will gain the confidence and the skill to use tools to qualify and to communicate about attributes of the universe we live in. Yes, they can move from popsicle sticks to radiation. Well, there is no limits to what they can connect, create, and communicate. This is Lista Daly Schwartz, Mathematical Methods for Pedagogical Engineering.